of the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard, you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle thing is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. I'm lighting a joint under the table because it's windy as fuck because of this fan. I don't like the fan being on, Shannon. I don't like it. You know, and that's fine. Leave it on. Leave it on. Okay, get my bag. That's fine. Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Shannon is very hungover.
Why? What happened to her last night? We'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah. She got fucked up. Yeah. You think she fucked?
Yeah.
Think she sucked?
I think something happened.
She fucked and sucked. Yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think she fucked and sucked?
I have no idea.
She's I didn't even know she was hungover.
Just if you look at her, you can make an assumption.
I would hope. Yeah. It'd be great.
Graham?
I think if you're going to fuck, you should might as well suck, you know?
Yeah, nobody anymore. Who just fucks it doesn't suck?
Some you gotta people. Fucking suck. I know some people.
Straight up fucks?
People I know.
Really? Yeah. Chicks that won't suck dick?
You can't really ask because it takes you out of the moment. Then you just sort of stand there and see if it happens.
And she doesn't do it?
Because there's a whole Me Too thing, so you can't force them anymore.
So it's a fuck and a potential suck?
Yeah, it's mainly
awkward nonsense.
Mainly just it's a fuck and then me standing with my dick and then I go back to what I was
to fucking
for. Yeah. Okay.
What you gotta do is
it's a fuck and then calling an Uber. That's
yeah.
You gotta grab her hair and bunch it up by her hair, right? She can't get away. And then you just fucking
Yeah, I don't think.
I think that's frowned upon lately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're supposed to frown upon it. It's not fun.
Oh, wow.
It's called facial abuse. They're not supposed to be smiling, Zach. Okay, they frown, they cry, they gag. You know, it's not good. It's not attractive.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll try it.
Are you into that at all? Do you ever do like the throat gagging shit?
My favorite part about Louis talking about facial abuse, he's sitting here like a poet with a coffee and a joint. He's talking about raping somebody's mouth.
What a beatnik. Are we on McDougal?
Is this William S. Burroughs? Talking about face fucking?
Well, look, I'm not really into facial abuse. That's the truth. I've had girls suck my cock.
I don't like the choking.
I don't like the gagging.
I don't know why people like it. It's kind of gross.
All that shit. It
takes me out of it.
The extra, if it's phlegmy spit, disgusting.
Ah, yeah.
I've had girls like spit on it, like play with it. Like it's in porn because girls watch porn now and they see that. And maybe guys condition them to do it too. Certain guys are into that. But I don't want a super throaty blowjob.
We both are conditioning ourselves, and no one likes it.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear someone get sick? When I hear someone throw up, then I throw up.
Zach does.
You know what
no,
I mean?
Not
like,
at all.
Like that makes me throw up. Yeah. I don't want to, like, it's gross. It's
That's
medical.
True. That's true.
It's too medical.
Yeah.
For me, they make that sound during just regular sex.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking at you.
You should have a picture of a handsomer man on the wall. I'm like, look there.
What are you showing? No throating?
No, I'm not a facial abuse guy either. I'm a pretty much a regular. Everybody's enjoying. No thanks. Everybody's enjoying the blowjob situation.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want it to be a fun night.
I want it to happen again as well.
But there are some people that do enjoy. Women, I'm sure, do certain ones. I've had women start throating themselves on me, and they got to really try.
I think they're doing it because they think you want it.
Yeah, probably.
That's great. That's like that's good to want to please somebody. That's like when you're eating somebody out and eating a girl out, and same thing. You want them to be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing when they're like, yeah. I don't think if you ask most women, they're not going to be like, I'm organically into fucking facial. Yeah. Maybe there is some.
Shannon, what about you? What do you give us a little insight here? Because this all started off because of you getting drunk last night. You weren't here for that part. Oh. But this is how we led down this path.
Okay.
So you can only imagine what we've said so far. In 3 seconds, you ran in the room. Shannon, what about you? Are you into when you give a blowjob and you have, we can be adults here, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. I don't look at you as a sexual creature, okay?
Okay.
So when you give
That's
a blowjob,
nice.
Do you do it throat? No, she's not attractive to me. Do you do it throaty?
You're attracted to me, by the way.
Are you? Do you do that like facial abusey type shit where they? You're just fucking. You just kiss it a little bit, lick it like a lollipop.
No, I like, you know, do what you're supposed to do, but I don't like the gagging thing because then you're like get tears in your eyes. It's not a cute thing.
Right. Yeah.
Mascara will run.
And you would say true. Most women, they don't want that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right. Maybe there's some that are kind of into
it. No one wants to be hurt.
No, yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, you know, like when a girl comes up and looks like the crow?
Yeah. People want it, but spanking is different.
I mean, shot with a blank.
Listen, there are people that do like to get hurt, and there are people that like to, you know, and you see guys on video that like to have mouse traps on their fucking balls and
absolutely,
women walk on them.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's out there.
I've seen all those.
But I
have
had chicks like. Really like just that's what they go to, and it really what it comes down to, it's the last guy they were into, and that also kind of that turns me off too, because if a chick does it, what I start thinking about is this other dude and what he liked, and that she's just kind of doing that.
Oh,
and is that what she really likes? And I'm not dominating her the way she needs.
Yeah, then I'm all not. I'm like, just leave. Can you call your brother for me? I don't know.
I want to fuck him.
I need to get something.
Call your hot brother, please. Wait, I'm gay. This is the.
Well, is that the only time you think of that, or do you think of like past dudes that they fuck?
I am a particularly jealous guy. I don't like. Look, I'm not. You know. I don't really give a fuck. It's not like I go after, like, you know, super, you know, sweet, virgin-y type girls. The girls that I date, you know, they've been around the block, some
that's,
of them.
That's the Latin part, and yeah.
Yeah, well, Italian, too. I'm half Puerto Rican, half Italian.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's a very temperamental, violent...
Subhuman.
Yeah. Yeah. We are...
An Italian.
But it's true. Like, that's that Latin temper, that Italian temper, you know.
You're just like, you can't stand the idea.
But it's very passionate, too. So it's like...
And that's even when they're not even... You're with them. They have nothing to do with the other guy. But you're just like, you don't like the idea of them just being with any dudes.
I can't... Let me ask you guys this. I can't... I have trouble sleeping with a woman who... If I know the other guy, like that she used to be with, like it just weirds me out.
Yeah, it bugs me. I like look. I've dated girls and I know guys that they've slept with in the past. You know, it is. It's just sort of
not even friends. Just if I know,
yes,
I'm like I don't want to think.
Of course,
then I'm thinking about them and
yes,
I, you
it
know
bugs
what I mean?
Me.
And they know that what she looks like.
It,
you know,
it just, yes, it bugs me. But I also can pretty easily disconnect from it. Like, yes, it does bother me, but I go, all
right,
it's just part of life.
It's funny.
Right, right.
It's funny when there's a naked lady.
My chick knows girls that I fucked, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it's just part of, you know, if you're going to date people in the industry as well, that's going to happen.
Sex industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I date. Just all hookers. All hookers. Shannon, what are we up against today? We got a great show planned.
Ourselves.
In 1919, the U.S. Senate passed the bill for women's suffrage.
I like that one. I love women's suffering. Everyone knows it's one of the platforms. If I ever went for public office, women's suffrage would be what I would fucking.
I never understood. They already have it. Right to vote.
I never understood. Why is it called suffrage? Why,
I don't know either.
Why is them getting more rights suffering? Well, I don't understand.
I don't know if it's actually suffer is the prefix or the
well, they were going to call it women's
root.
Facial abuse, but then they.
Yeah.
That was too extreme.
Yeah. Everyone was confused.
Yes.
They're like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just call it suffrage. We'll just have them suffer by voting.
Is suffrage a root of, or suffer a root of suffrage?
No, it says it comes from a term meaning to petition.
Same.
Oh, same. Okay.
Not the same word, boys. You learn a lot on the Realize Podcast. That's one thing about this show. People listen to it, and while we titillate their senses and make them laugh and giggle, we also educate at the same time.
Oh, very nice.
It's mostly educational.
Yeah.
Like, we're a Trojan horse of information.
It's true.
And come in with the suck in the dick and out with the women's suffrage.
So we gotta beat women's suffrage. That's it. That ain't so bad.
It's not even been 100 years since women have been people.
A lot of people, they have the right to vote, but you gotta understand also back then women didn't own land, they didn't run businesses. I think it was less about women being second class citizens and more about the people who had chips on the table kind of voting for things. Which I kind of agree with.
It was the people with money having a club, and then they decided what happened.
Yeah, look, here's the reality. It's like, you're right. It's not just having money, it's like I look at it now that I have a child. I'm a way different person, and I have the things I care about hold a lot more value to me than they did before I had a child. And I think that I look at the world very differently now that I actually have something to lose and something to kind of like, you know, I'm building something for my kid.
Right.
So I think
you want there to be a future.
Look, all I'm saying is you should give black people a test. Okay, and if they pass that test, they can vote.
Wait, what happened? Yeah. That was such a nice beginning.
Yeah. A big jump.
We need a test.
We are, yeah.
Wait, why are you giving black people? What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Sean.
I got you.
You got to listen to the show.
Single cell?
We got to give them a test. No, look, that's a good thing. I'm glad that women can vote, Shannon. You're a person. You know that.
Thanks.
You know that.
Yeah, she knows it. She's doing really good. So, Shannon, you got hammered last night. What happened?
Yeah, so next weekend is my birthday. And so I have, like, different groups of friends. So they're kind of, like, splitting out what we're going to do. So we decided to do day drinking, but after I worked till 5 in the morning the night before. So we just, like, went in hard and then ended up drinking till, like, 10 at night. And then, yeah, so I'm shitty now.
Shannon, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
When's your birthday?
June 9th.
Oh, I'm June 7th.
Oh, I bought Gemini.
Yeah.
You have birthdays coming? That's fun.
Was that the personal question?
That was a little joke that just bombed.
I was like, wow, these Canadians are really prominent.
Yeah, I was just trying to muscle through that bomb. I just move on.
Like, we were talking about fucking and sucking 5 minutes ago.
So, Shannon, did you get laid last night?
No.
Nothing?
No, I just went to hang out with the girls.
Yeah, all right. It's a boring night. You just got a little fucking hammered. Now you're not.
Shitty.
Yeah, you're all shitty. Don't be shitty on my show.
No, I took a quarter of an Adderall, so I'm good.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Shannon's ready.
That
to
is fun.
Smart, actually. I've never thought about that.
Is that cure a hangover, maybe? I mean, partially?
It's helping so much. Yeah.
She snorted.
She snorted. Yeah. That's direct line.
If you snorted
it
at all.
Just mainline some Adderall.
Cocaine also helps.
Does cocaine really help with a hangover?
I don't know.
You just saw that movie Flight, and you figured.
Yeah, I was like, I want to be like him.
Yeah, I like that movie. So look, Shannon, let's get these plugs out of the way. Let's get the show started. It's the Real Ass Podcast.
What song would you like?
God damn it, Shannon, just have one ready. I don't care. What's your favorite song, Sean Donnelly?
Let's do Iggy Thump by White Stripes.
Okay, Iggy
Good
Thump
one.
By White Stripes.
Good song.
I don't know.
That White Stripes.
Is that the two man band?
It's the guy and the girl, Meg White and Jack White.
Yeah.
You know White Stripes.
You know White Stripes.
Just making sure. Yeah, I mean, they're good, but it's like the chick isn't that good at drums. She just fucking hits a bass drum over and over.
Yeah, but band rules.
It's punk rock. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to just keep a beat.
I know this song. All right, cool. So what do you got to plug, Graham K?
Jeez, I'm going on an East Coast Canadian tour in 2 weeks. Going to be in St. John, Nova Scotia. Or New Brunswick and Halifax, Nova Scotia the following week. And as always, you can go to my website, comedybythegram.com, for showtimes around New York City.
All right, Sean Donnelly.
I have my own podcast. It's called Defend Your Movie. You come on and defend a movie you love that nobody else does. And I'm at ShawneeTime on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, wait. I have a podcast.
No.
Shit.
It's past your time.
I did this last time, too. I forgot my own thing.
I've done that before.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you better get invited back. Be good today. Okay. Zach and Miko.
This week, just Twitter and Instagram, at Zach is not funny.
That's right.
I got a sports podcast called Friends of Sports. Also, I have a podcast called Autastic. If you have someone with autism in your life, then you can go to Autastic. It's a great podcast.
Is that true?
Biggest autism podcast in the world. That's true. And
okay.
Just a pleasure to be here.
So, yeah, GomezComedy.com. I think that expired. GomezComedy on Instagram.
Your website expired?
Shannon, can you go purchase my domain again? I think I fucked it up and it expired. And I just
redid mine.
Yeah, I got to rebuy it.
You should buy jizz.biz. It's available.
Jizz.biz?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
Autastic.jizz.
it.
Autastic.jizz.
Yeah, guys, Skankfest NYC. Is Saturday sold out yet, Shannon?
I can run and ask Bobby real quick.
It's fine. It might be. There's a very good chance. Get your tickets for Sunday right now. See if there's any Saturday tickets available. Skankfest is going to be fucking crazy this year. We got the craziest lineup of any comedy festival. It is a 2.5-day comedy party. SkankfestNYC.com is the website. Jim Norton's performing. Dave Attell's performing. Michael Che. Pete Davidson. Artie Lang. Nikki Glaser. Tony Hinchcliffe and Kill Tony's coming out. Danish O'Neill. We're doing a press conference for the Ryan O'Neill Luis J. Gomez fight. Gonna be fucking retarded. We just announced Colin Quinn's joining the lineup. Obviously, the Legion of Skanks. Obviously, everybody from the New York comedy scene, the most badass comics in the world. So you don't want to miss this shit, guys. You don't fuck around. Sean, you did Skankfest, right?
I did it last year.
Dude, how fun is it?
It was fun. Really
fun. It's crazy.
Fun.
It's the best time ever.
All my friends.
And also, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Yeah, it's fucking... we pick one reviewer every month, and we give them a free piece of merch. Shannon, do you have those names?
Oh, my God. I don't.
You are stupid.
I'm so bad. Wednesday, I promise.
Stupid girl.
So sorry.
This is what happens when you trust a woman. That's what happens, Sean.
That's when you get women's suffrage. That's what happens.
You can't...
100 years later... Forgetting stuff on the computer.
Guys, check out my YouTube page, Comedy by the Comedian. A lot of fun vids on there. Try and put out a sketch once.
Thanks, Jen. Do you have a fart sound effect?
Do you have an email? Graham, can you say your email? What's your email?
Email is Graham at comedybythegraham.com.
That's what happens when you fucking fuck up your plugs. You get farts over them. Shannon, that's the new rule. Farting over the plugs if they fuck up their plugs and they come back.
It's Instagram K for Instagram and Mr. Graham K.
You're fighting? Who are you fighting? I thought you were roast fighting somebody.
No. I will be
roast fighting.
I will be roasting him.
Roasting. I think going into roast it. Battling.
I'd love a roast fight.
And you're
during
fighting.
The actual fight, I'm going to roast battle him.
Where are you guys going to fight?
It's going to be the Hard Rock August 25th.
The Hard Rock?
In Vegas, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Lewis is going to have a professional fight record.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It's going to be a card. Las Vegas Fighting Authority, whatever the hell it's called, is going to like look at your gloves and they
Fighting Authority.
Whatever the hell it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
LFA.
Nevada.
The
Nevada.
LVFA.
Nevada, whatever the hell. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like actually like a sanctioned fight? No, it's not.
It's an MMA fight?
I don't know exactly what the rules are. Apparently, that's what one of them had said was that you actually get a professional record. But yeah, we're doing an MMA fight.
Holy shit. Yeah,
who are you fighting?
His name is Ryan O'Neal.
He's a comic, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does he train MMA?
I don't care what he does. It's not about what he does. It's about what I do.
How did you guys...
Fast forward, you just get knocked out in one second.
You probably explained this. How did you guys decide you're going to fight?
Yeah, we talked about it a bunch in the show. I'll tell you guys later. Sorry, I don't want to just rehash the same thing. But yeah, it's for LS Mania. I'm getting the rules apparently today. So we'll see what's going on. Jason Ellis just hit me up, so...
Have you been training like a McGregor?
I'm training like a motherfucker. In fact, special shout out to Grappling Club NYC, grapplingclubnyc.com. If you guys are in New York and Brooklyn area, you want to fucking learn how to do jiu-jitsu, go check out my boy Alex because that motherfucker is killing me right now. And I'm doing Muay Thai, I'm doing everything.
Yeah, it's when
doing all of it, baby.
Mid-30s, when do you want to start?
I took MMA for 10 weeks.
Yeah?
And then I hurt my ankle and I stopped.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think I'm just going to hit the bike, guys.
And then I became a pacifist because I hurt my ankle.
It's pretty...
I'm an elliptical guy
now. It's pretty fucking intense. I'll tell you that much. The training itself is when you start to understand what it is...
It's
like,
pretty remarkable what you can do with the littlest amount of power.
Yeah.
Littlest amount of pressure. That's what freaked me out the most.
Right.
Like, I don't know anything about it. Like, it was fun, but it's crazy what you can do just by...
The human body is
pressing a little bit. It's nuts.
It's like human body is like a Death Star. There's like little weak points. You just poke it.
Yeah.
It explodes.
Yeah, and it's just exploiting those
more
things.
Than anything else. I look at like the way your body like adapts to it. It's like you never truly like if anybody knows anything, like if you go running every day, you know, every day basically gets a little bit easier. If you run 3 miles, say path, you know, every day it gets a little bit easier. And then within a month, you know, you could just run that 3 miles like it's kind of like nothing, you know, and you what's happening there is your body's adapting and with you know, when you're dealing with MMA, when you're training all these different disciplines, and then you're dealing with all these different training partners, and you're learning at the same time as like kind of like you know, there's so much going on. You're never truly adapted. It's never going to be the same path. Like you're just running down a path every day. Like it's always going to be something different. It's really, really difficult. Like just mentally to kind of like put your body in that place and to.
Well, you decide to get how to get out of something. What's thrown at you at any moment in a fight?
Yeah, it's very, dude. It's very like I don't know. It's just a super fucking intense thing, you know. And
how many times a week do you train?
I'm training like 4 or 5 days a week.
Oh, that's a lot.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna get crazy.
Feel jacked?
I feel good. I'm not as my diet could be better right now. I went to 2 barbecues this weekend, which is a problem. I'm drinking a little bit of beer.
A lot of protein.
I dropped about 9 pounds so far since I started training. I could if. We're fighting at like 200 pounds. These guys are like, he's not going to make weight. I will easily get down to 200 pounds. That's not an issue.
What are you now? Can you
say? 227, something
That's
like that.
That's a lot.
How much more time do you have?
August 25th.
Oh, okay.
I mean, easily.
You sure? Yeah. I mean, you got no more barbecues, buddy.
I've seen
no more beer.
Lose that in a week and gain it in a week.
I mean, I can lose literally if I needed to. I can do it in a month. Guaranteed.
Yeah, but if I did, you don't show up weak. Don't do it in a month.
No. That's why I want it. But if I ate keto and I just did no sugar, no bread, no nothing.
You can't have any more beer, dude. You can't.
Yeah. I'm doing a month out. I'm stopping drinking.
I've been doing paleo for the last four days.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Amazing. I was like almost dying. I went to the doctor. The doctor was like, "Hey, if you don't go on this, you'll get diabetes." And really? I was like, "All right, I'll go on it."
Yeah,
I haven't drank in 4 days, and I haven't eaten bread or sugar or anything.
Yeah, you feel
and
very light. Right?
I feel super light, like insanely light.
That's crazy. So they say you're going to get diabetes.
Yeah. Well, I have it in my family. My dad basically died of complications from diabetes.
It's weird because you both look like you have diabetes, and you look like a caveman. So you're a caveman with diabetes.
You do look like you
someone sugar.
Someone in your ancestry carried a club. You look like there's been a club in your
You look like when cops used to be allowed to be fat. Yeah. Before they had any like physical like fucking training at all. They were absolutely. Just like, can you spin this baton and hit a black guy with it?
Yeah, you don't look like you like black people in the 30s.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you also do have a great podcast, which I have not done yet. I'm supposed to come and do it.
Yes.
And I think you had said that we were going to do Rocky V. Has anybody done that yet?
No, I want you to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, I would love to. I'm changing it up, so I'm going to do Versus. So we can do Rocky V versus a movie, or you can just straight up defend Rocky V. Like, I'll take... Would you put it up against the other Rockies, all of them? Or were you just saying you like that movie a lot?
Which one is Five again?
Five's the one with Tommy Gunn, or the guy who had AIDS.
Pull up the trailer.
Yeah.
Pull up the trailer
AIDS
for Rocky
guy.
Rocky.
The guy who said he was cured of AIDS years later, remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, which I'm cured, and then he died of AIDS.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't know what it
was. It's messed up. But
you know what they say the best defense is, right?
AIDS.
Yeah. I'm not hitting that guy. I'm not going to get AIDS blood on my knuckles. You fucking crazy. Get him out. I'm done. I tap out. He wins.
That's what happened with him. Nobody would fight him because they knew he had AIDS. Of course, so he's like, I am the champion. Yeah, yeah.
It's also 1980s AIDS, which was the strongest kind of AIDS.
Yeah, dude. White straight guy with AIDS.
Won so much.
Do you know how the odds of doing together?
He keeps making weight.
AIDS is actually the second to last guy in Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah. AIDS cleared out the west side of Manhattan. It was
AIDS beat the shit out of Soto Popinski. Yeah.
pull up the trailer for Rocky V, which I love. One of my favorite movies. I love it. I saw it as a kid where I wasn't looking at it with the critical eye of like a dickhead fucking adult trying to be is this worth my money? No, it was another Rocky movie came out. And it was like a kid who was kind of like my age learned how to fight in it, and this fucking like the whole thing like and the you know he went back to the streets. It's not even a fucking boxing match; it's just a street fight in
this
movie.
Which is, I will give you this, that is kind of cool. That is cool. Yeah. And also, it's funny that you say that because on the podcast, what comes up a lot is circumstances for movies. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who defend these bad movies are like, "Well, I saw it with my friends when I was in high school, and we had a great night that night." I'm like, "Yeah, that's circumstances."
Yeah,
that's,
of course.
Some people you just can't get that out of your head, and you just love a movie the rest of your life because
it's sort of nostalgic. Great, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's like you have this, like, it kind of brings you back to a certain place, like, and you will never look at it as, like, a bad movie.
Yeah.
You know, this, it probably is a bad movie, but I see it.
But not to you, because.
Yeah, dude, it's just fucking, I don't know, it's Rocky, and it was just kind of, I don't know, it was sort of different. It was kind of like, just kind of inspired me to want to go, like, box and do one-arm push-ups. I don't know, it was great. So, yeah, pull up the trailer. It was
30 years later, he's doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
The fight, the street fight aspect of it, I will admit, that is a cool aspect of it.
Yeah, pull it up, Shannon. There's some hip hop in it too. It was great.
Oh, that's when United Artists. Yeah, they're not just movie theaters.
From a million to one shot, he became a true champion of the world.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
I know.
Right now.
Four might be the best one.
The glory.
Oh, he's got
the continuous violent blows to the head. The effects are irreversible.
The crowds.
My husband is retired. He has nothing.
Shut up, you whore! Let a man speak. '80s.
You lost millions.
Look, I still got my place in the old neighborhood.
His title is in the hands of a new champion.
He might win a few fights, but he's no Rocky Balboa.
Pause for 1 second.
Control.
It's like it's kind of funny because they go back to the hood, and his kid's like 11 or 12 or whatever in the movie. And it's like, that's got to be so hard to go from like being rich to the hood. And the only way I can relate to it is because I just moved into another apartment. And it's like a comparable apartment, like the, you know, to where I was at.
Yeah.
You know, you or I would just look at it and go like, yeah, it's the same shit. You
know what
I'm saying? But my son walked in And he goes, Dad, why did you move? This one's not as nice as the other one. And I felt like Rocky, Rocky Five. He had to go to the hood and fucking teach his kid how to be poor. It really hurt me inside. I really mean this, dude. It fucking made me. I was like, I went, I got to do better. I got to, like, my son, anytime I move or anything that happens in my life, my son should be looking at it as a progression in my life, not moving back. And why, it's not.
He also...
It's the same shit. It's the same, dude, the only difference is it's not an elevator building and it's not as new of a building. You know what I'm saying? So the actual apartment is actually nice. There's like exposed brick and there's things like that. But it just, you know, it's just whatever, dude. It fucking really bummed me out.
I get it. That would hurt me too.
It really hurt my
feelings. But sometimes kids say stuff for the most arbitrary reasons. Like he could have been like, "Hey, there was a fun poster in the lobby of the last." Like, you know what I'm saying? True, yeah. Yeah. You don't know the reasons they're saying it. You're saying you're like, you're right. Like he's a real estate agent.
Oh, it made me upset.
I got it.
You're saying that. Like
he's an arbitrator.
Man, this kid knows comedy. The value of real estate.
Yeah. No, it was it wasn't good. So now I'm very sad, and it just reminded me of that. But okay, continue playing this.
By an unscrupulous promoter.
This is your medical report. It's not so good, but we can work around it.
I like it.
All that's left is his family.
Also, the music is so great.
I'll get these back. His heart.
I gotta fight, okay? I got problems, I gotta fight.
And a dream. A dream to get it all back.
Like, to get it all back.
I was like, they're like, Rocky, here's the same house and the same outfit.
Also, the story should just be like family and love is enough. It's like, and a dream. To get the fuck back out of that neighborhood. There's a ton of blacks, and Rocky really made it.
The goal of Rocky V. Let's get rich again.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
But that guy, he didn't have AIDS in the movie, right? In this. No. He got it after this. And then he was fighting.
During. He got it.
During the movie.
Yeah.
He got it from, what's her name? The wife. Yeah.
Well, you know, he has one of the best knockouts. You can pull that up. Pull up the Tommy Morrison gets knocked out. By
this is when he was fighting later on, right?
Dog.
This was it by Butterbean or something like that?
No. This is like, this one time was about to be like champion. This was the knockout that changed his career. This was like fucking holy shit, this knockout. Is it
knocked his condom off? Is it
It was Ray Mercer, dude. Ray Mercer. Pull up the knockout. I'm sure they have it in slow motion. Dude, this is one of the most fucking brutal boxing knockouts I've ever seen in my entire life.
So here's the guy who should have
been. Have you ever been punched by like a 125 pound Mexican boxer? I did once.
Just my dad.
I've been punched by a 125 pound white guy on the top of my head.
It's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's not
never
fun. No, it's never
imagine
fun.
The time you've been punched by anybody. Now imagine a fucking heavyweight boxer. These guys are just fucking machines. Now watch this knockout.
Here's 27.
Morrison. Is he beating up a guy with AIDS?
Morrison, where'd he be going?
Oh.
Morrison is gone.
Oh, they're going to show it a different angle. They're going to show it a different angle, I'm sure.
Also, that last punch should never have existed.
No.
It should have been done way before that.
Yeah, that was like MMA.
He was going down.
Yeah, find a different angle, Shannon, because they have it in slow motion. The fucking angle is, dude, it's one
it's
of the
brutal.
Most.
It's brutal.
Dude.
I mean, that looked pretty sick. That didn't look good.
It looks like he's just fucking like just keeping a ball in the air with his head. Like he's keeping his body up with punches. It's fucking nuts, dude.
That's why you know that referee sucks because that should have been done.
Yeah.
The minute his knees started breaking, that referee should be like,
the minute his eyes closed and his hands dropped. He's just, I mean.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's how you really get fucked up is like when you're already knocked out and just getting more blows to the head. Like,
yeah. You hear that, Ryan O'Neal? That's how you're going to get really fucked up.
Did he have AIDS?
By the way, if I knock out Ryan O'Neal, I'm going to try to do the Dan Henderson fucking flying elbow after he's on the ground. I'm going to fight dirty. I don't care.
Are you fighting? What's your style? Is your style on the ground or is it boxing style?
Knife fighting.
That's the Puerto Rican.
Bring a box cutter to the fucking ring. I'm going to take out all the stuffing out of my gloves, like that famous boxer story where like he killed the guy because they took the stuffing out of his gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They better check, dude. I'm going to fight dirty.
Is that really at the Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah, I swear to God.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Just in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not sanctioned at all.
They're smiling as they say this. It's going to be
100%.
Really?
Yeah. Look up Ellis Main.
I believe you.
I'm going to look up this Ryan O'Neal character.
The quality is kind of shitty.
It's okay. It's all shit. It's like 1990.
What's happening? Right there. I'm just trying to get in on him because he was coming.
Watch his body. He opens his body up.
And that's the opening right there over the top. And I hit him, and he tried to grab me and lean. And right there, I knew I had him.
There you go. Right there is when it should have been done.
Watch this.
Right when he started lunging.
Now he's down on his knees.
Watch. He's not done.
Oh.
He's not done. He's not done, dude. He's not done. He's not done.
Oh.
He's not done.
Oh.
He's not done.
That was like five punches over the limit.
Ray Mercer, heavyweight fucking holy
also,
shit.
Also, fuck Ray Mercer because it's like, dude, come on.
That's why I knew he had him.
Around.
And really, then, I, then I knew.
No way. You know what? Ray Mercer, realized
it of
the week.
And I continued to knew I had him.
Realized it of the week. He's
got a bad attitude. That's insane. One might feel he's ready. He's a real ass
dude. You gotta give him Ralph's Tip of the Week, dude. The guy, he fucking knocked him out into AIDS land. That's crazy.
Did he have AIDS while he was fighting?
No, not there. He ended up taking another fight after he had AIDS, right?
I believe so, but he said he didn't have it.
Yes. Yeah. He said he was cured of AIDS, and then he wouldn't let them test him for AIDS.
He's like, yo,
so just take my word for it.
White straight guy with AIDS is just a bizarre thing. That's the scariest. You hear that? You hear white guy straight guy with AIDS, you're like, what the fuck happened there?
Heroin. It doesn't happen that way.
I think he fucked a guy in the ass is what happened.
Yeah, that also happens too.
Yeah.
A lot of these straight guys aren't straight guys.
You're telling me, buddy.
Yeah. They have their own
I used to live in Bed-Stuy. It's part of Brooklyn, right by the Marcy Projects where Jay-Z grew up. Not a lot of
street cred.
I used to play basketball there. Side note, people would be like, "Are you a cop?" And I'd be like, "I would be the worst undercover cop in the world." Anyway, I would go.
What up, G?
Not a lot of like, yeah. Hey, homie, wiggity wiggity whack. I just get stabbed immediately. Oh,
you show up seeing basketball. You're like, it's bad.
I have a boombox.
Your socks are pulled up to your knees.
Who?
They're like, hey there.
Who wants to do some slam dunks?
What up, blood? Ready to get this game going?
Wearing backwards overalls.
Yeah, it's just crisscrossing it.
But anyway, there's not a lot of like tolerance for gay people in that neighborhood. I had a gay roommate.
I'm shocked. Are you serious?
Kids used to throw rocks at my roommate on the way to the subway.
Was he gay?
Oh, yeah. He had a bleach blonde pompadour and cowboy boots. But anyway, I used to watch these
Maybe they're just really into fashion and they didn't like it.
I used to watch these like straight up like thug dudes get on the subway. And then the subway would go into Manhattan and they get a little loose in their shoulders and then like in their speech. And like when they get on the subway in their neighborhood, they were
they're
not speaking
thugs.
That way.
Yeah.
And then when the subway got off at West 4th Street, doors would open. They'd be like, "Hey,
wow!"
It was crazy.
Isn't that fascinating?
It's fat. There's just and then you know you'd like they'd go and fucking suck and fuck each other.
Wow.
It's that's like a gay Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like yeah.
That's the subway is the phone booth.
Yeah, they run into a phone booth. They come
and
out.
Everyone's Lois Lane.
He's Clark Cunt.
Huh?
Clark Cunt.
He's been in that phone booth for an hour and a half. Like Superman.
I'm still getting robbed while you're getting your dicks out.
They're all wearing leotards underneath their clothing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, if you go to, like, the urban communities, dude, they're not tolerant at all to this day of gay, trans.
Well, that's why they call being gay on the down low. They're like, it's not gay, it's on the down low. It's like, no, that's gay. That's super gay.
Yeah, I remember my son, there was this kid in town. One of my son's mother's friends has a kid, and he's half black. And they're a little hood. You know, I shouldn't say a little hood. They're a little hood. Best way to put it, right?
Yeah.
So my son, like, literally goes to give the kid a hug and a kiss. And the kid's, like, 7. My son's, like, 5. And the kid's like, yo, don't be kissing on me. Why is he trying to kiss on me? That's weird, man. Why is this little weirdo trying to be kissing on me? And I'm just going, like...
It's already ingrained.
Because he's gay. Let him be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've accepted it. Yeah. You know, if I've accepted it, you accept it.
I want him to get parts.
No, but, you know, the reality is my kid's very affectionate and, like, sweet. You know, he hugs and kisses. And
he's a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah. But it's like, in that world, they're like, no, they don't play that shit at all.
Yeah.
That's what I think it's funny that they should do, because they have, like, LGBT, you know, QA plus or whatever. They should just put like everybody in that's marginalized.
Yo, who's category. This older man that James looks like? What is that? It's a father, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up. You know, what are you gonna do though?
Which is that's proof that it is genetic. and not like a learned trait that in those neighborhoods you can't, even little 5-year-old boys can't hug each other.
No.
And then you just they still grow up to be gay.
Still be learned, because you learn that when you're super little and your dad's not affectionate with you, you're not allowed.
I thought you were saying that black people can't learn. I was like, now you're getting it, Grant. That makes sense.
No, that's what I think it more is. It might just be him being like, oh, I don't get hugged and kissed, so don't hug and kiss.
Yeah, there's no men in his life hugging and kissing him. I don't think
that little kid's going like, oh, I don't even know what gay is yet, where he does. It's gay.
He tried to explain to my son what trans was.
Wait, how old is the other kid?
Like 7 or 8.
He goes, don't be kissing on me. Like, it's like,
yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to be gay.
Yeah, all right. I thought he was the same age.
He was 7 or 8 years old. And yeah, he was definitely, there was a tone to it that was sort of like, you know.
Don't be a fan.
I mean, look, which the reality was, that's how I grew up. It's weird, though, because for me, like, I'm not liberal at all. And we used to make all these dumb fucking jokes. But like, even I'm going like, easy, kid. Like, come on, there are other people too.
Right, what are you doing? Of course.
But I grew up, I would have been a kid who, if somebody kissed me as a kid, I might have been like, don't kiss on me. What are you, gay? Like, we just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but then that's the idea of being a kid. You don't know.
Yeah, but you just grow up and you know, you're conditioned a certain way. And some people, you know, you change and you look at things, you know, differently than you do. And some people don't. Some people are just as ignorant as they were when they were kids. But
right.
It is very different, because then I went to Bobby Kelly's son's birthday party yesterday. He has a big like barbecue every year for his son's birthday.
Right.
And it's just fucking, you know, just good parents. Yeah. Just good parents everywhere. The kids are just fucking, just being as white as could be. You know, they're really good little kids. You know, this comes from a brown person. What do you want me to say? They're acting like good little fucking white kids. What do you want me to say?
But then what you're watching is also, there's some privilege in there too. You're watching some real uppity white kids, probably. Or they're going to get to that, if they get to that, when everything works out. There's got to be a happy medium, and there's, you know. Don't get me wrong. They're probably good kids.
Yeah, no, I just... Look, when you have both parents there, I'm being inflammatory and making it about race. It's not about race. The reality is, when you have both parents there, you have, you know, the kid has just so much more of an opportunity, and they're more well-adjusted, and you just see it. You just see the difference between the kids who, you know, are read to every night and have parents that love them and actually show them affection.
Yeah.
You've got the kids who are just fucking sitting there like murdering bugs with a stick. That happened. I was at the park. There was fucking like snails crawling on a thing, and this little kid's just fucking smashing them with sticks, and all the other kids are just watching in horror. And this little kid's parents are nowhere to be found.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nowhere to be found.
I just watched some video online of some dude. The kid was ruining the guy's car. He was damaging the guy's car.
I watched that on the way here.
Yeah, oh, same here.
The young kid who was punching the
older guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll pull that up.
And he gets in his way. Yeah, it's really kind of crazy.
What is this?
Say, all right. I don't. What would they search for? Because I didn't see the beginning of it with the car.
I'm trying to remember who posted it so I can figure out. Fuck. I watched the kid in the yellow shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the kid's a little piece of shit.
The kid tries to fight adult.
Maybe you could probably put yellow shirt kid tries to fight adult or something, or, you know, something yellow shirt.
Let's see. Yellow shirt. Good job, Shannon. Let's see if this pulls it up. Is it the first one? No.
No, it's ladies.
These are all ladies. No. This is pretty good.
So it's something else about the
Forget fight. Yellow shirt.
Okay.
And do it on Google, because it's going to be on all of the like the viral video sites.
Yeah, it was on like Facebook or something. I forget what it
is. I got to teach Jenna how to produce in real time, which is like an issue, but it's fine.
You also didn't know how to search it.
Yes, I did. Just type in fucking kid tries to fight adult. And it'll be one of the first viral videos, guaranteed. Kid tries to fight adult. Watch. Please. Kid tries to fight old man. First one.
That's not a yellow shirt.
Never mind. First one was not it.
I was like, that's a pretty broad search.
Like, there's gonna be a ton of those.
Yeah.
Now, while they're pulling it up, so it's a guy catches a kid fucking with his car.
Yeah, I didn't even see that part. I just saw the guy blocking the kid.
And I guess they're trying to get the kid to go, and he tries to step up to this redneck-looking dude.
He won't let the... It's actually a really interesting problem, because he won't let
Don't tell the end of it.
No.
What's the end of it? He won't let the older guy pass. Yes. And the older guy's like, get out of my way, kid. Get out of my way, kid. And he can't... He's
like a baseball game?
Something like that. Yeah, it's like a field or something. And the older guy has his hands in his pockets. Yeah, you got it?
Right, Shannon's got it. It's also almost...
It's really interesting, because it actually poses that question, like, what do you do?
Good.
Well, this guy had an answer for that.
Yeah.
So this little kid's talking shit to this older guy now.
Is it?
There we go. Oh,
short that
guy. And the guy's trying to walk away. And
he's trying to do the right thing.
The guy's trying to walk away.
Look, his hands are in his pockets.
Kid keeps on pushing the guy.
Well, this guy's really got to muster up a lot of strength to move this child.
Yeah, this is also like the guy's pretty short. Now the coach is punching him in the arm, and he's trying to punch him in the face, but the guy's blocking. So now the guy just grabs the kid.
There we go.
And he grabs him by the throat. And throws him to the ground. That sound is that a kid, child
that,
crying.
That kid needs to know that. That's great.
That's
that
like
kid,
somebody murdering a dog.
Messing with cars. He was. And I caught him, and then they start cussing. Tell him MFU and all this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
kid,
so he caught him fucking with his car trying to steal
so
from him.
Sean,
yeah.
Sean,
with right? This kid, when the way he yells at that lady.
Yeah, keep it going.
Oh, yeah, keep it going.
It's,
so I told Sean
it's
like, to come out here and get this kid because he just kept running around.
You want this kid to get... Because here's the thing.
Oh, that was it?
That was it?
No, there's a longer version.
Go to the one on WorldStar, Shannon, find that one. Because he starts... Some other people start talking, and he's... Dude, this kid... Here's the thing. The truth is...
This kid comes from a fucked up place.
Kid's from a fucked up home.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But at the same time...
But it's not that guy's fault.
No. Yeah, some kid starts hitting you. Dude, let me tell you something.
That kid needs to be hit back.
Yeah.
And also,
he
the guy,
no
to be honest, what the guy did is probably the. Like, here's the thing. He couldn't go. He's trying to go. The kid's leaning on him. He's punching him. Like, the guy could. Well, I guess at that point, he could have gone, but he was, you know, he grabbed him and he pushed him on the ground. He didn't punch him.
Yeah.
That's something,
he
I guess.
Did,
least thing you could do.
He let that kid up
sort
favor.
Of restrained himself. Look, I practice peaceful parenting. I don't believe in hitting children, but here's the thing. You got a kid who's 11 years old, 12 years old. Also, you know, I don't know, like 70% the size of the guy. He's striking him. At that point where you're striking
no,
him,
it's, no,
you
got to
defend yourself.
It.
You got to defend yourself. That's that.
Yeah.
So the point is, the reality, my philosophy stands true. This kid should have been raised peacefully. I guarantee you this kid was not raised peacefully.
Right, absolutely.
Some people are going to go, it's like, yeah, that's why his parents should beat the shit out of him. This kid was probably fucking beaten since he was 1 year old.
Absolutely.
Okay? This kid is raised by, if I had to assume, raised by shitty parents. In one way or another,
there's
whether
no question.
They're
when
aloof
no
or...
Question.
When you're that guy and you're trying to do the right thing, the first thing that would pop in my head would not be like, oh, you know what, this poor kid, he's just sad and his parents are shitty. That wouldn't pop in my head. The first thing that popped in my head is like, fuck this little piece of shit. Get out of my
he
way.
He also might have just had like parents that just spoil him. That don't necessarily hit him. He's like a little brat. They have
no
boundaries.
They're bad parents. But it comes down to like, you put your hands on somebody else. My kid knows that. If you put your hands on somebody, you should expect them to put their hands on your back. You know what I'm saying? So there's some lesson that was fucking lost in this kid's life. It's fucked up. You know, look, at the end of the day, once again, it's not really the kid's fault.
And also,
this is once again where you go, it is still a fucking kid who was raised in a shitty way. And it got here where it's like you still kind of feel bad for the kid. I don't know that I would have grabbed the kid by the throat and thrown him to the ground.
I wouldn't have, but yeah.
I would have probably grabbed him. I would have probably maybe
pushed him to the side.
I would have showed him that he can't hit me. I don't
what
know
you
that
done?
I wouldn't have grabbed him by the throat and violently thrown him to the concrete. I feel like you could hurt somebody. I would have been more concerned with actually hurting the kid. Because that's where it becomes a real issue, right?
If he hits his head, then you go to jail for it.
Yeah, he might go to jail anyway. Who knows? Yeah. There's still two people striking each other, and it's a man hitting a kid. I don't know what the legality is there. I guarantee you it's state by state.
That's assault.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it is.
But he could
see if there's a follow-up on the story, too, after we watch
the rest
of the video.
So he might get away with, like, he was being harassed, and he was
defending
himself. And he could make the case that
I'm sure a judge
tripped,
would look at it.
He just tried to push the kid out of the way, and he tripped.
What if you're like, I'm a registered pedophile. I'm not supposed to be so close to this kid. He keeps trying to come close.
1,000 feet.
I'm pushing him away.
Feet.
I'm trying to push his little cute, his beautiful little penis away. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, yum, yum.
Dude, what happens if you're a pedophile and you have a 1,000-foot dick?
Yeah.
Ah.
Loophole. Yeah.
That's like if a tree falls in the woods.
You just stick it out a window. I'm far away.
I'm 1,000 feet away from this kid.
You fold it up.
I'm across the street of the park in my van.
So, all right, so pull up the rest of that video. See what happens at the end of it. Some other people start to talk
one
shit.
One thing I'm thinking is maybe this kid doesn't get hit because the way he reacts to falling is like he never got hit before in his life. Because he was like, but if he was getting hit all the time, he'd be like, whatever, and get back up.
That's another thing. That makes me. That's what makes me feel like he's just spoiled.
Yeah,
he's testing boundaries.
Either way,
his parents never gave him boundaries.
It could be either way, but if I had to guess, some a kid who's being that violent, right, a kid who's going there and striking and
that's a learned behavior.
In my opinion, I think that's learned. Whether it's from his parents, an older brother, a cousin, people that are bullying him in his neighborhood, there's somebody that's fucking hitting that kid. That doesn't come from nowhere.
My dad hit me. I didn't hit anybody.
No, kids, all that stuff's learned, and or he's being ignored or whatever.
He was trying to beat the gay out of you, and he just beat you into being bisexual.
Yeah, it wasn't hard enough.
Halfway there.
You're right.
Yeah. So good.
And I called him, and he started cussing.
And now he's explaining to somebody. Like what he did. And this kid's still whimpering. I gotta be honest, I enjoyed this kid.
So I told Sean to come out here
crying
because he just kept running around here and cussing me and all that. I said, you need to tell this kid to get out of here. So Sean came out here and told him to go. He went down right where your bike's at. And dropped his bike and ran back up here and started pushing Sean. He said, in his face, cussing and hollering at him.
That's Sean there?
Yeah, he's a nice little kid.
Huh.
Now he starts mouthing off at the lady.
Yeah. There's a Mexican guy just chilling. Do you want a taco?
Hot dogs are $2 for $1.
Chalupa, possibly some nachos.
Fuck you and your fucking people with fucking child abuse. You fucking better talk and get me out the fucking house. Fuck you, Lee! Fuck you!
You need to step back,
sir.
Fuck you,
whore!
Whoa.
Yeah, that's like insane.
Yeah, you got it. Whoa.
Fuck you, too!
You don't scare me.
This kid's such a little piece of shit.
Yeah, dude, that fuck you whore, that comes from somebody yelling that at his mother or his sister.
Yeah, you're right.
Or his dad yelling at the mom
You don't learn fuck you whore at that age.
And by the way, when I was a kid, when I was probably younger than him, I would go through cars and we would take money, like, regularly. We would, like, that's how we'd make cash. Just go to, like, ShopRite and you'd, people would leave their window open. Because if you have fucking $3 in change in your car, then that's it. You didn't really give a fuck.
But if that happened to you, would you have called that lady a whore?
No, I got caught a few times, and I just kind of was embarrassed, and I would either, I didn't even run away because nobody like was chasing me. They were like, hey, get out of that car. And I was like, oh, hey, sorry, I got wrong car.
He's nine.
You're always a little fucking.
Oh, this isn't my car?
This isn't my car.
No,
this isn't my bicycle.
I remember one time I pretended I was getting into my aunt's car. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought this was my aunt's car.
Did it work?
Sort of. She didn't really believe me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would like rummage through cars and take change out of it. And sometimes you'd find a 20 or a purse.
But here's the thing. When the adult caught you, you acted like, oh shit, I'm caught.
I wasn't.
This kid go, fuck you, whore. You
didn't double down.
Let's go, bitch. You want to fight, headbutter?
This kid is right off the bat.
Yeah.
And also, this little worm is probably going to be a lawyer one day because he's a little tough with the dude. And then he gets punched. He goes, that's child abuse.
Yeah.
Well, so now you know the rules, you little piece of shit.
Yeah. That kid fucking sucks. Is there any follow up to that? Nothing?
No, I'm sure this guy, the guy might be screwed. He might be screwed. The guy who did
Just a video of that kid in a neck brace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just at the guy's house, like, look what you did.
He's using a speaking spell.
Yeah.
This fucking worm actually had the nerve to get involved.
This ducking. Fucking shit. Cock sucking.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect.
This is how good the show is so far.
He's in court. Somebody has to throw a briefcase so he turns around. They know his neck's not broken.
I didn't even open my notes yet, guys. This is how good the show's been.
What are we on?
45 minutes into the show.
Is this The Amazing Race? What's in there?
Well, no, I keep the notes locked away from everyone so nobody knows what we're talk about. I plan the show every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I plan shows.
Look at you.
It's the whole thing, man.
You showed up 15 minutes late and you were high. What do you mean you planned the show?
I planned the show. It's like an envelope. The notes have been here the whole time.
Wow.
I swear to God. It's magic. Okay, so there's a few things going on. Okay, I haven't talked about this on any platform yet, and it's going to be old news soon enough. What happened with Drake? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
There was that battle, right?
All right, let's talk about it.
Him and Pusha T, right?
Let's guess the news.
I don't know.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read Justice Headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
What?
Drake. Is it a delicious cake? Yes. Is it also a rapper? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
He's a good rapper.
He is a good rapper. I don't know anything about him. I know my girlfriend. That's her
favorite
celebrity, like...
Oh, I would.
Fuck him. Like, she's like, it's not even like I gave her permission. No, there's no hall pass.
She just said, told you.
I'm just going to the bathroom. So I don't need a hall pass. Just so you know, send me to the principal. Do whatever you got to do. I'm going to the bathroom.
No, are you like the type of dude that's like, well, fuck him forever? Or are you like, whatever. Yeah, it's Drake. I get it.
If she actually fucked Drake.
Like, if it actually came about.
I would show up at his concert with a hammer. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm a fucking psycho. Yeah, I mean, I, you know, no, but she wouldn't actually, Drake wouldn't fuck her. That's, let's get real. Drake could have anybody. She's a cute chick, but come on. What do you want me to tell you? You know, it's Drake.
So why, what's his deal? I don't know the whole story.
I'm going to tell you something.
I know, hold on, before you tell us the facts. Okay.
Do you know them?
It's a separate, are you telling the facts about the Drake case?
No, I can do. I
don't want to, because we have to guess the news first. Because I know nothing about this. But go ahead, what were we gonna say?
I feel like it's gonna be very Canadian Degrassi related.
That's right. This is Canadian.
He was on Degrassi.
Yeah,
Canadian. That's right. You have some insight here.
So here's the thing: is
I finally want to hear. What
I have
say.
I have some added stake in the game here because
he's your guy's best black.
That's true. Most successful
these
black
days. Guy. Yeah, but he. He's not every time he doesn't do well in one of these things, it hurts me, and people make fun of Canada in the media. So it bothers me.
Which isn't fair if you really think about it, because you can't say how amazing he is most of the time, and then he just fuck.
People go, what do you expect him to do? He's Canadian. What's he gonna do? Like pour maple syrup on the ground for his homies? Like I heard that. Yeah, I was like, fuck off. Have you ever seen a hockey fight?
Yeah, right.
We'll murder you. What the fuck, you?
And also,
we just don't have guns.
I've been to Canada multiple times. You guys aren't 100% nice.
No, we're classy. We're polite.
Polite. That's what it is.
You're not to mean you're a pushover. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's jeez, boy, oh boy.
You're very upset about this because you feel like it's a personal attack. When Drake gets into some shit, you feel like your whole country has to come under attack.
It's all tied into that shit.
By the way, that's his 10 of 10 of mad. I'm not a pushover. Ah, jeez,
Louise.
Golly shucks. So, all right, here's what I know about Drake. This is what I know about this story. Do you know anything about it, Sean?
I know. I
don't tell
know
me what you know.
Okay. Don't tell me. I don't. Then you would say no.
I like how you asked him. What do you know? Don't tell me.
I didn't say, what do you know? I said, do you know anything? That is a simple yes or no.
Very little.
Okay, good. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know a goddamn thing.
I know very little. You know very little. You know it all because this is your fucking Jesus.
I don't know it all, but I know the broad strokes.
Yeah.
I know who's up right now.
Okay. So you can tell us what we know. All right. So here's what I know. You know nothing.
I know nothing.
Nothing. Like, literally, you don't even know what we're talking about.
No.
Look at his tattoos, his shirt, and his beard. I knew from the get-go you know nothing.
I think, yes.
Yeah. Or this hip-hop
about any
war.
Other subject.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
So, Drake is a rapper, and he, I don't know if he's married, I don't know if he's got a girlfriend, I don't know what, right? But apparently he got a chick pregnant, and she's a porn chick, right? Apparently a porn chick.
Why are these guys
what I heard is
porn
she's an ugly porn chick, too. This is
really?
My understanding of it. And Pusha T put out a song about it.
Well, was that the first one that came out? And Pusha T had Pusha T Drake response, then Pusha T response?
Yes.
That's what it was. It was three, right?
Yes.
So Pusha T
first did this one that didn't have the pregnant thing in it, lady thing in it, and then Drake had one that had.
So they're having battle raps back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I want to do. Can you find the actual battle raps between them? Because then we could judge who has the better flow. Because look, as white men,
go to the last two.
As white men, we, you know, I really feel like we can. Yes, I'm white in this segment. It just depends on what
flips back and forth.
The
yeah,
subject
right.
is. I'm half Puerto Rican, half Italian, so.
You know,
I'm like a morph. I morph between white and brown. So.
Shapeshifter.
Yeah.
So pull up the. See if we can get some of the battle. Actual the raps that are going back and forth.
I thought it was. I thought it was like Pusha T saying some shit, then Drake coming back out, and then Pusha T coming back at Drake.
I don't even know who Pusha T is.
I barely know who he is. I don't know what he looks. I have no idea what he looks like. I don't know his music.
He's
I just
40
know
and he raps about cocaine.
Oh, you love Drake. Look at him. He's fucking just trashing Pusha T. Why do you got to start off with these 40 and raps about cocaine? I'm sure he has other things. There's other things.
That's all I know.
Him.
I'm not a big
that's what they
hipping
look like.
And hopping
that's
guy.
That's
what they look like. Okay, so Shannon, who would you rather fuck, Pusha T or Drake?
Drake.
And Drake's, I'd rather fuck Drake. Look at Drake. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he can pull off a turtleneck, for God's sakes.
Yeah, my chick is really into that.
Do you want to, like, know, like, the story?
Is this the story?
Yeah.
You know the whole story?
And I just skimmed this article real quick.
Good. What is the story, Shannon?
So, I mean, it's just here, basically. They're just saying exactly what he did say in the diss track. It's right here.
With Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than Adidas press run. And targets the baby mama Sophie. Love that baby. Respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star. Let her be your world. Oh!
And then there's a thing of...
Is that the chick? Yeah. Oh, she's not ugly. She's cute.
She's super cute.
She's got a weird nose.
What's her name?
Sophia Brisseau.
She's super cute.
Drake's alleged baby mama inks a new porn deal. That sucks. You get a porn chick pregnant. You can't, no offense to porn chicks, but it's like, that's a difficult pill to swallow.
Well, it's one of those
things. Why would you sleep with a porn chick if you're Drake?
I would fuck a porn chick.
If you're Drake and you can have
anybody?
Yeah,
why not? Because I'm sure. What's it? Pull up the chick's porn.
Drake has one of the hottest women I've ever seen in a video in one of his videos. In the
what was the video?
Started from the bottom video. The girl in the beginning, the black chick in the beginning that goes to the register and the kid is typing and checking her out and the other guy comes over. She's unfucking believable.
Angelica Cherupi, that's her name.
That's probably her.
I mean, we're assuming he knew she was a porn chick when he banged her, though. She might have just been some girl at a concert.
Yeah, this is the chick that you're talking about. This broad. Angelica Cherupi. No, she doesn't have her up. I have her right here, though. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Ooh, yellow. That one?
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Yeah, you love her.
Gross.
I love her. No way. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I'm way in. Big. See, so, yeah, but is he fucking her?
Not her. No, I don't know who he's fucking the other one.
Yeah, but so yeah, it's just a fucking chick in a video.
Yeah, but I'm just saying how hot she is. That's what I mean. Like
he could have
fucked her.
Maybe, yeah. But I don't know. Here's the other thing you gotta understand about like bitches that are this hot. Okay, they can also kind of have anybody. This is the thing about celebrities. Like you have to be Drake. You have to be Drake famous. You have to be considered probably the best. One of the best in the world. Debatably, there are a lot of people who think Drake is the best rapper in the world, right?
Yeah.
And he's very good looking and it's undeniable and he's very, very rich and very, very successful. He holds the value that the average 10, a chick that's a 10.
A woman who makes $40,000 a year.
But if she's a 10, if she looks like that, that chick has that type of superpower.
Yeah, she's
so
a
she can say no to him. Yeah, she
can
say no to him. Yeah. She can just walk in to fucking fuck Elon Musk, a former president. She could get a CEO of any, company, most celebrities. Chicks that are that hot. I mean, we're dudes. Our dicks fucking move. And she, so I don't know. Maybe Drake could have fucked. He probably could have. But it's not that crazy if she would have been like, no, I'm fucking this other celebrity. I'm sorry, Drake.
Whose oily ass are we looking at over here?
This is her.
This is the porn chick?
Yeah, I had to look up her porn name first.
What's her porn
Rosie
name?
Rosie Divine.
Rosie Divine. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, good. We're going to see her.
Twerklove.com. All right, let's see. Rosie Divine. I want to see her get penetrated, Shannon.
I mean, I'm having a hard time finding that.
We're just looking at her ass.
Whoa!
It's a nice ass.
It's great.
It's a big old fucking booty, doggy. She's a little. She's not. Look, I get it. When you're, you got a big black dick. That's kind of fun. That's a fun night. You're not wiping that up, but that's a good time. I don't like a chick like that because my dick's not big enough.
She's gonna slide right off that leather couch with all that oil.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? They always like rent houses from people in porns.
Yeah.
And see if she's being penetrated, Shannon. And if you go to xvideo.com.
It's very important to the story.
Just go to xvideo.com and then just click on her name and then you'll see all of her titles.
What do you say, xvideo.com?
xvideos.com and click on her name. They rent houses a lot of the time. What they do is they offer like millionaires whatever for the day. And you have to just accept that there's cum all over your stuff.
Yeah. Well, what it is,
get a cleaning lady.
It's
I'm sure they come and they clean it, but
lives in those houses. They're in the valley, and what happens is
they rent them out just for that stuff. It's always like millionaires that own them, right, or billionaires that own them,
or whoever owns them.
Yeah, but they're furnished and then
they're furnished, and it's like Airbnb houses. I have friends who've rented houses like for like bachelor parties or something.
Yeah,
and it's like a house in LA somewhere. I'm like. Dude, for sure, the last people that were here were filming a porn. Like, I don't want to sit on this couch.
Yeah.
Any of this. There's cum everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blood and cum everywhere. I don't want to puke, spit.
You ever see the little Dookie video where he goes around asking people to borrow their house?
Yeah, one lady does it.
Yeah, one lady does it.
No, that's hilarious.
It's funny, though.
Does she get penetrated at all?
No, it's all her butt.
That's not even porn.
Yeah, I can't find one where it's actually
her. Oh, she's not really a
porn chick. My girlfriend's Instagram. This is as risque as it gets. I follow Kim Kong on Instagram. Yeah, same shit.
I mean, you could see her boobs and butt, I guess, but...
You could buy Kim's boobs on a t-shirt.
that you own and you wear.
Yeah, I wear it sometimes.
Yeah. I've seen you wear it.
And nice tits. Yeah, so Drake got this chick pregnant and she's got a baby now. No, now she's got a full-fledged baby.
Well, that's not confirmed, but it's a rumor.
Oh, then this is the web art or the cover art on the disc track from Pusha T, blackface.
Oh, saying Drake is not a real black guy. He's just in blackface.
That's an actual picture of Drake doing that, though. And Drake had to explain it.
No, that's not true. Is that true?
It's 100% true. Yeah.
No.
It is. And so, Drake didn't do a comeback. Drake is on the ropes right now because the last thing to come out was this. And this, like, Drake was winning, and then this guy came pushing.
The story of Adidon.
And so people are like, what the fuck, you're doing blackface? And
let me hear the story of Adidon.
I'll tell you the real winner is SoundCloud. Yeah. But they raised the level of SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I want to hear the story of Adidon.
Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488.
The
spider joint.
He was started 7 400.
And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop.
Oh, come on, guys, let's dance at least. Get into it.
Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing.
That's fucked up.
Something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade.
This stinks. Stop it. He stinks. He's bad.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
This stinks.
I like Drake
better.
That's
not a diss track, doggy.
Well, it wasn't done yet. He said the thing about the dad. Man. The whole thing's a diss track. He's talking about you.
It's bad.
Everything's angry. But then he says that. That's the whopper. About
the something. This is fucking corny. They're like two kids, like, you didn't have a dad. Oh, yeah, well, you fucking
who cares?
Pregnant.
First of all, none of you had dads.
I had a dad.
I meant rappers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is true. He had that song pre-recorded. He just put Drake's name
in. Yeah.
Shannon, pull up Go to Sleep by Eminem. This is what I'm going to walk out to, the Ryan O'Neal fight. This is a fucking diss track. I don't even know who it's about. Let me see. Who
about
is
his mom,
Go
probably.
To
Is it newer?
Sleep?
Is it new
Eminem? It's an old one.
But rappers used to, like, diss tracks used to be like, I'm going to give you AIDS when I fuck you to death. And now it's like, you're not a great father.
Yeah. Well, there used to be, I'm going to kill you.
Now it's like, you know, a lot of Instagram followers. Like, just like. Sleep, ain't gonna breathe till I see what I wanna see. And what I wanna see is you go to sleep in the dirt. Permanently, you just being hurt. This ain't gonna work for me. It just wouldn't be sufficient enough.
Benzino.
You're just gonna be enemies. As long as we breathe, I don't ever see either of us coming to terms. That's a good song. There ain't gonna be no reason speaking with me. You speak on my seat, then me no speaking English. So we gonna beef and keep on beefing unless
you're gonna agree to meet with me in the flesh. Instead of this face to face, and you're gonna see a demon unleashed in me that you never seen. And you're gonna see this gangster pee on himself. I see you D12, but thanks, we don't need your help. I do this one on my own. Ouch, that's when I start walking to the ring.
This is actually pretty badass.
It's unfucking real.
He's such a good rapper. Like,
exposed as phony. Come on, bitch, show me. Pick me up, throw me. Lift me up, hold me. Just like you told me you was gonna do. I love it, dog. Come on, Ryan O'Neal. You wanna go, baby? You wanna go, baby? Let's go,
holy shit. Lewis's face is red.
Dude, he better fucking come with an army. He better come with an army.
I hope you don't get knocked out right at
Pull
the beginning.
Pull up Brian O'Neill's face right now as I
listen
to this.
How big of a guy is he?
I think he's like 6'3".
I want to see him.
You know what I would come out to?
He can be 7 feet fucking tall. He better be wearing a fucking bulletproof vest and have an axe, because I'm going to fucking murder him. Are you crazy?
I got my money on you, buddy.
You should have.
I've wrestled you a couple times.
That's Danish. You got to pull up Brian O'Neill. That's the guy right there. Look at him.
Oh, he looks pretty skinny.
He's a nerdy guy. Terrible nutrition. Bad eyesight.
He's like, based on this picture, terrible nutrition.
Yeah, looks like he owns Facebook.
One ice cream cone.
What do we see? He's got horrible eyesight and horrible nutrition, according to this photo. Am I wrong or am I right, guys?
You're right, based on the picture.
He looks like he drives a Tesla. I think you could beat him.
Yeah.
If I was fighting somebody, I would come out to "Why Can't We Be Friends" by War.
Yeah,
like in the Simpsons.
Just to fuck
remember
with
the
him?
Simpsons when he fights Frederick Tatum.
All right, Shannon, thank you. Yeah. Ooh, I'm really hyped for this fucking fight. I want these rules right now. I'm waiting for the rules.
So they put you.
Jason Ellis. Okay, right here. Okay, good morning. We'd like to confirm you for the main event at Ellis Mania 15. Ooh, I didn't know it was main event. We've placed you on a comp room.
Somebody's closing.
Let's see.
Finally, you're a headliner.
Let's see. Main event.
You should have laughed at that, Lewis, so I feel bad.
I didn't hear it. I'm reading it. Let's see.
They're going to do one round each in between all the other
Let's
fights.
Let's see. Awesome.
He's hosting. He's hosting the fight. Their fight is hosting the fight.
Just wanted to clarify that.
So is it like a smaller room in the place?
That's a pretty big... Ellis Mania is like a big deal.
Now I want to go. When is it again?
Pull up some video of Ellis Mania to show them what's going on. Honestly, just pull up a different one than we showed last time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No. It's okay.
What's Ellis Mania?
It's like Jason Ellis has a radio show. He puts on a fight every year.
Oh.
Now I really want to
go. I think last year he fought like 11
It's
fans
in August? Maybe I'll go.
In a row.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get booked at the Cellar.
What? Well, I'm going there in June.
Ah.
Are you going to do it? Well, you probably can't do it either because you got to fight. Oh, so yeah, that's like legit. Wow, that's fucking crazy.
With...
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that?
That's Ellis, yeah.
Is he, is he British or something?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Is he British?
No, he's Australian.
So is his radio show in Australia or here?
No, it's Sirius. Yeah, Sirius XM.
Oh, Sirius. Okay.
Yeah, look.
So is it a fighting-based radio show?
He talks about everything.
I think he's losing.
Yeah, this Ellis Mania 14. They do like crazy shit during it. The whole fucking thing is
it's a big event.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where the main event. This is a big deal. Now the pressure's on. Now the pressure's on, baby. All right. That's it. This is some fighting. We got
I'm excited for you. That's huge.
That's just fun. How many people are gonna be there, you think?
But it's set up like a boxing ring. It's a boxing ring.
I think so, yeah.
But is it a boxing match or is
it? No, we're doing
anything?
MMA. We're doing MMA rules.
Oh, wow.
It's exciting. Yeah. This is your first ever fight.
They should try to set it up like an MMA cage for instead of the ring.
I know. I wish they would. We'll see. We'll see what happens, guys. It's all happening. It's all happening right now. I just got the first fucking email. And it's the main event. Now the pressure's on, baby.
200 pounds.
Yeah, I got to get 200.
You got to lose 30 pounds.
Well, we haven't agreed on a weight or anything yet.
You're just saying if it's 200, you'll get down to 200.
I'll get 200.
How much does he weigh, you think?
170, 175.
Are you going to murder this guy?
Maybe, but he's got experience. He's got a lot of martial arts experience.
Does he really?
Yeah.
But you've been doing MMA for...
Nope.
Oh, no.
He's been talking about MMA.
I've been talking about MMA obsessively.
Yeah.
There was a great meme somebody put out that was like, when you've never technically trained jiu-jitsu, but you still tap out all of your drunk friends.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I've been tapping out my drunk friends for... I have cauliflower here. You can see it. This is
from just fighting after being drunk?
Look at this. This
I've done that to you.
Yeah.
There's a video on YouTube of him making me tap out.
Yeah, pull that up. Pull up Graham K versus Luis J. Gomez. It's on YouTube.
There's a video of it?
Yeah. This is like 5 years ago.
Hammered, 3 a.m.
Yeah. I'm obliterated. Yeah. I used to be big, and I was like, I'm going to fucking take him. But I forget
Graham,
that I'm not big.
Graham would
anymore.
Like leave to Canada and then come back. And it was a weird thing we had, probably a tradition for like maybe 4 years, where he'd get drunk at one point in a night at some club somewhere. It was in a Comedy Nest in Montreal, this happened at.
This happened at
The Stand. This happened at Stand Up New York. Like, we destroyed all the tables one day.
We broke tables at Stand Up New York.
We like get into full fledged grappling matches drunk late at night at comedy clubs when nobody's around. So, this is shitty video.
Oh, yeah.
That's me on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, on the bottom.
This is years ago.
Go to the beginning.
This is for... No, that
this
is the beginning. This is the beginning, you fucking queer.
Oh, well, they cut... There, I'm on top, see?
Also, why did Nine Inch Nails direct this video?
No,
kind of like a cloud. I was up, way up in the sky, and I was feeling some feelings you wouldn't believe.
Yeah,
Some time. Look at elbows.
Well, they didn't show the beginning where I was.
It's funny. You don't do MMA, but you're doing all those noises they
he
do.
He does. It was so. I was furious.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck off with your fake ass noises.
Look, look at me trying to fucking get a Kimura in. Look. I just didn't know what I was doing there. Now I know what I'm doing because I'm taking jiu-jitsu.
You didn't do it.
I know exactly what I'm doing
too
wrong
strong.
Here. It's so stupid.
Look, that's me cauliflowering your ears there. You see that?
That's not a move. Cauliflowering
yeah, but
my
I rub
ears
your
is
ear?
Not a move.
That's what my dad used to do.
You can't cauliflower someone's ears.
What? He's doing it right there.
There it is. There's me steaming your ears.
Fucking
broccoli
up
your dick.
Fucking up your ears, bud.
Lewis, what do you call
his elbow?
Right,
but I lasted for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's so gay.
Ground pound.
That is so gay.
This is the gayest thing. It really is.
Yeah.
The fact that it's just five dudes watching this and nobody's there. Yeah. We're drunk.
Yeah. And now to add to it, it's four dudes watching the video.
I'm surviving, man.
But look, if you look at what's happening right now, his dick is rubbing on my taint and balls.
That's why I'm...
There's Giannis.
Oh, God, he's got side control. Oh, he's giving up his back.
I shouldn't have given him the back there.
Oh, rear naked choke. Little pound in the ground. He's got his choke. Huh? He's doing it for America.
Yeah, all right, that's fine, Shannon. We all know how this ends.
I get up at the end and I kick his ass.
Do you?
Yep.
Go, okay. Fast forward to the end, let's say. I don't remember that part happening. We are just such fucking morons. I love it. This is how somebody smashes their face on the end of a bar and dies.
Yeah, I've broken my nose doing this.
Yeah. He tried. Here's what happened. Then he tried to walk away, and then I just grabbed him, and he goes, "Get away from me!" Now he doesn't want to do it anymore.
That's how I fight.
This is when the way I win is when I make them stop wanting to do it, and then I make them tap out. And he goes, "Fine, I tap out."
When you fight with your friend, and then it's all joking, and then it gets serious.
Yeah. That's it. So
I know that.
That's right. So more fight footage. I have lots of fight footage, guys. We'll even end the show on my highlight reel, Shannon. Pull that up. Pull up the Luis J. Gomez fight reel. And we'll end the show on that.
You've been wanting to fight for years.
I've done
it's good new training.
Fights, tons of fights.
Now you have a different perspective on it.
So, all right, I want to talk about this really quick. This is kind of interesting story. Pull up story number four, Shannon. You have it somewhere, right? All right, good. All right, so there was a guy who was dancing at a nightclub. Being a fucking hand job, sort of breakdance circle.
Yeah.
Turns out this guy's an FBI agent.
Oh, I read this online.
That guy is a hand job.
Yeah. So watch the video. This guy's an FBI agent, and he had a gun on him that he's dancing in a nightclub. This fucking idiot has a gun on him, and he's breakdancing in a nightclub.
Fucking idiot.
Guys, let's wait. It's time for another edition of Does It Live?
Does it live or does it die?
Thanks, Shannon. Let's get the video with that volume.
Fucking hate his reaction once his gun goes off. I want a fucking
yeah.
Tool.
Let's see
a fucking penis.
Here we go.
I didn't watch the video.
Actually, pull the video up, Shannon.
What?
Yeah. There he does a backflip. The gun flies out. He grabs the gun and it shoots.
And then he goes like this. He shrugs and walks away. He just shot somebody.
He shoots somebody. Look, it goes there. He picks it up. When he picks it up, goes off, fires.
And then he goes, "Look at this dumb! You just shot somebody!
What are you gonna do?
Fucking! You just shot a bullet into a crowd!" And he goes, "Whoops! You fucking asshole!
Egg on my
fucking
face!
Fucking moron!"
I was gonna say maybe he didn't know he did it, but there's no way you don't know you shot a bullet.
No,
there's a person bleeding out on the ground.
It went kapow, and he goes, bleh. "He shot a man in the ankle. That's what happened."
Well, you ruined the game. Does it live or does it die? I was gonna give that fact. Now
he might have died.
Now everyone. Now do you think it lived or died, everyone? Fucking asshole.
I think he died.
Graham.
I think he died. It hit an artery in his ankle and he bled out. I think he died. I can play this game.
Graham, we're in the game, everyone. We're going to have a whole fucking thing. It was going to be another 4 or 5 minutes. You know, we're going to wrap the show with some questions. You know, Graham went and fucking gave too much information.
I didn't know the rules.
I had to cut the volume specifically so they wouldn't give enough information.
Turns out he died. Of AIDS.
Yeah. It's Tommy Morrison.
It's Tommy Morrison.
Yeah. It's Tommy.
What happened to that person? He lived, right, Shannon?
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital, and now he's in good
condition.
What
happened to the FBI agent? Is he in trouble?
He's got to be. How are you not in trouble?
Well.
I might move.
You can kill a black person, and you don't get in trouble.
Well, hold on. What if the rule, legally, I don't know. Playing devil's advocate here. Like, are you allowed to...
May I accidentally shoot somebody?
Yeah, you're allowed to dance, do a backflip, have the gun come out of your thing, and accidentally shoot somebody.
There
Is well, what is definitely... what? Where's the protocol that's broken there? Is he allowed to dance with a gun? Is he allowed to go to a wedding? In, have a gun in his fucking
in
thing.
In Florida, yes. That took place in Florida. And there was a headline in the Florida news, not ironic at all, saying, you guys, it said, just be aware you should secure your gun if you're going to do any backflips at nightclubs. No irony.
That was That's what happened at Pulse Nightclub. They were all doing backflips.
They sent a memo out saying that? Or,
no, it was like, it was gay, just a newspaper. Like, you know, like, from my two cents.
Well, he definitely lost. There's no way he didn't lose his job.
He's an FBI agent.
Say what it says.
He's just suspended.
It says there's an ongoing investigation, but the main part is they're
trying... We just saw the investigation.
Yeah, they're all doing murder. They're all laughing their asses off of this video.
No, they're trying to find out if alcohol was involved, because I think that would be a big part
then
of what his punishment
it's a big
is.
No-no, yeah.
He's at a dance club doing a backflip.
But I think even his... Yeah, but
sober's the judge.
You know how many times you have like city cops that'll start dancing like at a festival or something like that, and they get reprimanded for it, and they don't shoot anybody, and they still get reprimanded.
They get reprimanded for that?
Yes.
But they're also twerking.
But it's good sometimes. Yeah, it's good for them to do that. It's a community building. You know
yes,
what I mean?
I think
everyone
so.
Loves it when cops dance. Like, okay, they're not fucking assholes.
Not dicks. Yeah.
That's what happens if you look. NYPD will put out like compilation videos of them like dancing and kissing black babies. Like, look, like,
you're right.
You got
it's a really good PR.
Throw the baby in the air. Pull.
You got to see. This Canadian cop, there's like road rage, and his reaction is fucking hilarious.
You ever see the lady from Jersey, the one who's just like a town superintendent, and she screams at the cop, and she was like, fuck you, and she keeps saying fuck you. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Because the cop stopped her daughter and the daughter's friends in the car, but they're all over 18, and then she comes to pick them up because they impound the car or something, and she's like, all right, I'm the town superintendent, you can tell me what it is. And he's like, no, I don't have to tell you what it is. She goes, what's your badge? What's your name and your badge number? Blah, blah, blah. And she freaks out on him. It's a great video. She lost her job. She resigned because of it. Fuck. You saw it?
Yeah. I think she was like something higher up. Like she had a connection to the governor or something.
Something. She had a connection. Yeah. Something. Or like the mayor or something. Something in Jersey. Like right past the city in Jersey.
I want to point out something real quick.
And it's like, and like, if a black dude would do what she was doing, he would have been dead in a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me point something out. Graham,
I saw that.
Graham has no idea how podcasts work. So Graham pulled up a video and then handed me his phone. We can now make it fucking happen.
Look, so
on the podcast.
I wanted you to review. I didn't want to take over your podcast and be like, show this
Shannon,
video.
Show this video. Here, Shannon. Graham's retarded.
The Canadian cop?
Yeah.
What, yelling at who?
These two guys are getting out of the car to fight. It's like the cop was being interviewed on the news about road rage. And then the interviewer goes, look, there's road rage happening right there. And like two cars pulled over and they're about to fight. And then the cop just, you know.
Oh, that's so funny.
Extra Canadian on it.
Okay, all right, let's see it. Yeah. We'll find it right now, Shannon.
I'm emailing it to myself.
Yeah, but that lady, she gets right in his face.
Shannon, also Venmo yourself
$300. She did lose her job and she was being a huge cunt about like.
Yes, she was.
She was like, you don't know who I am, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, it was, that. If it was anybody with any melanin in their skin, they would have been dead.
Yes. Mm. Could have been Italian, anything.
You would have been, half of you would have been dead.
Well, now what happens,
half
though?
Of you,
it's actually really funny.
Shot your right shoulder.
Yeah.
It's really funny is, like, you could also find videos of, like, just young black kids, like, mouthing off the cops. It's the funniest thing ever. If you're young black kids,
everything.
They're so funny. Young black kids are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Funniest people in the world. Yes. Like you just go to like any high school and go to like the lunch table with all the young black kids. And I'm gonna say right now they are fucking hysterical. One second. Jesus Christ, Graham, relax.
I don't want to put a dick on my phone.
No, I'm not gonna put a dick on your phone,
yes, you
asshole.
Are.
Who would do something like that?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Stop, Graham.
Give me my fucking
phone. What kind of phone is this?
I don't like this.
This is a shitty phone.
It's the Canadian iPhone.
How is it shitty?
I feel like it's a shitty phone.
Why? It's a 7 Plus.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like what a 7
How
Plus.
How is it shitty? I love how Graham really got offended by that. You're like,
it's a brand name. I never had nice things when I grew up. I always had like four lines on my Adidas.
Yeah.
No more dicks.
Oh, you are putting dicks on his phone.
No,
he wasn't wrong.
Get off me. Stop.
What did he put on?
He was opening Twitter, everybody. See? I know.
Yeah.
I paid Luis Gomez $50 on Venmo, you fucking
is that what you
You
did?
Fucking cunt. You. How do I reverse Venmo?
Call him.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You gotta ask for it back.
You cunt.
Damn that you, guys.
I trusted you. I'm trying to help.
That guy, hold on. That guy deserves a t-shirt if we didn't give him one. Do the ending, Scam That Jew. Scam That Jew. Scam that Jew in the wild, motherfuckers. No, I'm the Jew. It's scam that comma Jew.
Oh, Graham.
Scam that.
Like a car in a parking lot in Rockland County in the 90s.
Hell yeah, dude.
How do I cancel?
So, Shannon.
That's your dashboard, right?
Whoever sent in that scam, because we use it in real time on the show, they get a free Scam That Jew t-shirt. I have the fans send in scams that you can pull on people. Or places or things, or
and
anything.
That's one of them.
That's one of them. Said anytime somebody gives you their phone, you can't actually. Venmo will not give the money back.
They won't give it back.
Nope. No way to reverse it. It's not even illegal. I swear to God, it's not even illegal.
Fuck off. You just paid $50 for this podcast. Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Don't try to call Venmo.
Fucking piece of shit.
Go try to call
Venmo.
How am
I gonna get this money back?
We know this kid. He's not gonna give it back.
He's not. You're a cunt.
That's really funny.
Fucking shit. I knew. This is a shitty phone.
This week's Real Ass Podcast has been brought to you by
Graham K.
Graham Preston Lewis.
Shit.
Holy shit, that's funny. Oh!
Asshole.
Oh, come on, man. It's just
he'll
50
get it
bucks.
Back to you.
No, I won't. Not now. Now he assaulted me. Pull up Graham's video.
I wouldn't have this kind of patience, I'll tell you that.
It's a road rage incident just right there.
Look at this guy. That guy's great.
Hey! Now's the time. Hey! Get back in the car! Grow up!
Grow up. Uh-oh. They're not even listening to
get
him, by the way.
Or you're gonna get arrested!
You know, the pink shorts like, oh, there's the cop! Listen to the cop!
Come on, boys!
Ooh.
Come on, boys.
That was loaded.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
What would he do, though?
Everybody's a winner.
He would have to literally go onto a jug handle turn. He'd have to get into his car.
Yeah.
Go around a jug handle turn, wait in traffic.
An American cop would fucking shoot him from up there.
Or you Spider-Man's it.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I feel like the gunfire might have helped.
I like a nice sarcastic, come on, boys.
Yeah, that sounded very
come
honest.
On, gents. Yeah.
Come on there, boys.
All right. We're going to wrap this one in a minute. We should get some of these questions in. Right, Shannon?
Yep.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, here we go. Real ass questions. Real ass questions. Twitter today, to Shannon. Just Twitter. Make sure you follow me on all forms of social media, guys, because you never know where it's going to come from. Sometimes I tweet it out. Sometimes I IG it. Sometimes I ask for some emails, right? My email, you go to gomezcomedy.com, go to the contact page, and if you want to add some scam, if you want to send some scams for Scam That Jew, remember, the only way to get a Scam That Jew t-shirt is to send in a winning scam that we actually think is the best one of the week. So make sure you guys send in those scams. You can also send in your questions. We will always answer them honestly. This is the one thing about the Real Ass Podcast. We are real ass on the show.
Real ass.
This is from the Rosef. He says, would you watch Zach have sex with Kim for $100,000? If so, how much of the pot would you cut her in for doing the deed? 100K, have watched Zach have sex with Kim.
It's going to be quick.
That's true. 100,000.
And do you know who has a bigger dick between the two of you?
Definitely Lois.
I probably have a bigger dick.
You might just have, you know, you sure you don't just have just like I have it, like fat dude inside, like it goes in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sean, stop trying to explain your little dick right now.
It doesn't make
just
it.
Just in case his wife listens to the podcast. Like, are you sure you don't have one of those innie dicks? You know, it's like a thing. It's a medical condition that, you know, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, it's all there, though.
Not any dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make him feel better about himself.
Yes, when I take dick pics, I push down on my pubic for 3 more inches.
$100,000. If I'm answering this honestly, would I watch that? $100,000. I'm not that hard up for money, but $100,000 is nice. 100K, like right now, just to, it would take
it's a
care
good
of,
amount of money that to
takes
question.
Care of a lot of problems.
It's not $250,000. It's $100,000. So it's like the perfect amount.
But you said before,
your wife, Sean, you do this? Would you watch?
Well, I'm divorced now. But
I didn't know you were divorced.
Oh,
dude.
You know that?
I had no idea, dude. Sorry.
So yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Are you dating anybody?
Go ahead. What?
Are you dating anybody?
Nah.
Are you dating anybody, Graham?
No.
You were the hot chick recently. Who's that bitch?
Ha 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 ha!
Where?
Who's that?
Were at Stand recently? You were with a hot chick.
She was blonde.
She was.
I don't remember. I remember her being hot.
CEO of Venmo. That was stupid.
It's a whole story. That okay. one.
Would I? $100,000. Ooh, it's really a debate.
That's the beginning.
I'm thinking
of...
if I'm being honest, I'm really debating it. $100,000 on the table right now.
Cash, not taxable.
Oh, non-taxable.
Yeah.
Probably not, but it's very close.
What would be your? What's the threshold? $500,000.
$101,000.
You're right there, right at the cusp.
I'm telling you, it's a very, it's a good amount of money
it's
for
a very
this
good
question.
Amount of money. Yeah, it's like the beginning of that threshold. It's like the beginning where you start to think about it. Yeah.
At Twitch and bio, what are your thoughts on?
Think about it. Your kid would have a college fund.
I'll tell you the reason why it's a debate.
He's $200,000.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The reason I would, it's a debate, is because by the time my kid's going to college, like I'm this, it's just not enough money that it means, it's not going to change my life. What it's going to do is
$100,000 to change your life.
No.
No, it'll just, you can like pay off bills and
it'll make
save
my life easy for
and,
the like next, or it'll make my life easier for the next year.
No, the amount.
It's not going to change my life.
You could invest $100,000 in like a bunch of blue chip stocks and,
I mean,
or whatever the fuck
then
people
20
do.
20 years down the road, then it changes.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe. I believe in my ability to make money. I'm going to be more successful than, you know, $100,000 is going to mean to me. So that it's even less about the act of having sex with my girl. It's almost like the act of prostituting my chick. And then later on, when the $100,000 doesn't really mean as much to me, me looking back and being like, really? Did I need to fucking...
That's a good point.
You know, now I have that memory forever of Zach's fucking gross body pumping into my fucking... I'm like crossing my chick. My chick's like, hello, no.
She's like, quick answer, no.
And Zach, would you do it for free?
Yeah.
Not gonna do that.
What are your thoughts?
Lose my best friend.
He's racist too. What are your thoughts? This is Twitch and bio. What are your thoughts on Pete Davidson's multiple Ariana Grande tattoos? LOL.
Oh man.
Regrettable probably at some point, right?
Yeah.
Well, they know not the one. One of them's like a bunny, right? The other one is like her initials.
They're all regrettable.
So unless he has a little regrettable, but unless he has something that you can do AG.
I mean, look,
for.
Dude, look, if I. Let me explain you something.
Somebody online already photoshopped the F on top of it.
That's hilarious. Oh, no, they didn't. Yeah. That's one of the funniest fucking things in the world. Who did that? Which Reddit?
It was on Reddit.
Which subreddit was that? Ah, fuck, I wish I would have thought of that. Fuck, I wish I would have thought of that.
That's funny.
Holy shit, that's hilarious.
Dude, he's gone full on celebrity, this kid.
Yeah, I like Pete. Pete's a good kid. He's doing Skankfest. He's a fucking, he's psychotic. Dude, what do you want me to say? You get tattoos of a chick that you just started dating a month ago. However, I will tell you.
She branded
if
him.
If I fucked Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I would get the dates on my wrist like Holocaust numbers.
I get it. It's Ariana fucking Grande. It's not like it's... And it's also, I think she's kind of wacky too. She's posting shit on Instagram now with him. And like, they're like wacky kids in love. And like, they're not like, they're... Here's
that's what it is.
In our world, right, and I've said this before about everybody, in comedy...
You got a fucking neck tattoo.
Well, listen. In comedy, but even more so in the world of celebrities, like, you know, I think they're at least 10 years younger in terms of maturity. I think I act like I am 26 years old. I don't act like I'm 36 years old. Now, you got to figure these kids are literally 24 years old. They're acting like they're 12. They're acting like the 13-year-old kids and how they would act if you fall in love very quickly. And it's just sort of, you don't really have to grow up as quickly in this world. So, and then even her to an even another level, because she's been super famous since she was a child, since she was like 12 or 13 or whatever she was on that show in her prime, you know?
And, shouldn't that make her more mature?
No, I don't think so. I think you never grow up.
She hasn't experienced reality.
Yeah.
Sure.
She had nobody telling her no ever.
Yeah, she's
but
just
she's
fucking...
been a business person for 20 years.
Yeah, people take care of that. Probably.
Yeah, she does. Do you think she thinks about her fucking lawyers and her taxes? And she doesn't think about anything. She thinks about like being pretty. I went into her Instagram the other day, and it's literally her like just going.
Yeah, every
and
other
like,
thing.
That's fucking. She has 120 million followers. She has more Instagram followers than anybody on Instagram.
Yeah, she does. Right?
Really?
120 million. That's
it's
insane.
Crazy.
Holy shit.
More than anybody.
That means
wow.
Even if she, tomorrow she's not famous, like she's not doesn't have a hit record anymore.
Yeah.
Just from having that, she can do whatever she wants and she'll be famous.
Yeah, she could sell ads on her Instagram for the rest of her life. Yeah. She can start selling CBD oil on her Instagram and fucking crush it and be richer than any of us will ever be forever.
Just lose weight now. Ask me how.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Does she have a tattoo of...
She's hot. She's super hot. But somebody told me that they're like, oh, if you look at... There's a picture of them two together that's... He did like an old type filter. Yeah. I thought it was a picture of him with a little cousin. That's how tiny and like...
Yeah, she's tiny and petite.
She's very tiny and petite.
Yeah, perfect. I don't know why people keep on saying that like it's a problem. It's like, oh, she's so tiny and young looking. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but without makeup and shit, you look like a little kid.
You're right, dude. Yeah, she looks gross without makeup, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like, no, not gross. I'm saying like a little kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still think she's hot. Don't get me crazy.
See those titties?
You're also completely different age than him.
Yeah, I'm way different age than him.
How old are you? Like we look, 40. You know, we look at that like 20-year-old girls. Like I don't really like.
No, I still think she's hot.
I want to fuck everything on her. What are you crazy?
Yeah,
will till the day I die when I'm 90 years old. I'll be like, remember Ariana Grande in 2018 when people started she's great.
I like how when you're 90 you mispronounce her name.
Yeah, whatever.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And I give her the fucking biz.
You'll be Canadian then. Yeah.
Let's see. Any other questions? We'll do one more. One more.
Oh, that's it. Go. She does look.
Yeah, she looks young there. Yeah,
you're
right. She's wearing.
Like Star Wars outfits.
No, they're wearing Harry Potter stuff.
Oh, Harry Potter, right.
Because they're,
that looks weird.
Because they're children.
Yes, right. You're right. That's exactly what it is. I'm 40. I don't act 40. I have no responsibilities.
No.
Yeah. That's true. You act like you're 30.
You got a cool-ass windbreaker on.
Yeah.
In fact, you probably act younger than 30. There's 30-year-olds and there's 26-year-olds that act way more mature than me. They own property and they fucking have they have their fucking Roth IRA, whatever the fuck that is.
Absolutely.
Fucking
all
nerds.
That stuff.
They're just robots.
Last question. This is a good one. Russian Botsky 99 wants to know, when is Zach Is Not Funny starting the horror show on Gas Digital? I think soon, dude. I think in the next few weeks we should do the first test episode. We're going to do a pilot. We're going to figure it out. Zach's basically doing Mystery Science Theater with a new horror movie.
Oh, nice.
So the audio version, you could just sync up the movie. And then, you and a couple friends are going to just snipe and make fun of the movie and make fun of each other. And that's that. That's the idea, right?
We'll probably start in a few weeks. We'll probably do one or two to not be released just to get our rhythm.
Yeah, just to kind of figure it out. And maybe we'll make those go live even though we won't release them. That'll be kind of fun for people to tune into. But yeah, tune in for that, guys. We have a couple other shows. We're speaking to a couple other people right now about bringing them onto the network. Gas Digital is always fucking looking for new talent. It's just got to be the right people. So look out for some new shows in the future. I'm getting gas right now for some reason. It hurts.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It hurts.
Gross.
All right. Shannon, that's it, right?
Zach, you got to pick up the slack when your man's down.
Sometimes
you're co-pilot.
It's all right, he's fine. Zach's got gas throughout the whole show.
Yes. Yeah. He's just been farting in the corner over there.
Listen, thanks so much for listening, guys. It's been another real-ass show. Shannon, what are we naming it?
Do you want my list? Roast fight, diabetic caveman.
I have diabetic caveman right here too. And that wasn't even said.
I know.
That wasn't even said. Somebody just said caveman and diabetes. Yeah, that's got to be it. What else you got?
Your guys' cycles have lined up.
Cauliflower in your ears.
No. Okay. Diabetic caveman is the episode name. Thanks so much for listening. Follow everyone on Twitter. Shawnee Time, Seany Time.
Mr.
Graham K. GRAHAMKAY. I am Shannon Lee. Zach Is Not Funny? @LewisJGomez. @RealizePodcast. @GasDigital. Follow everyone. Subscribe to everyone. Hook everyone the fuck up. If you guys love the show, go to Gas Digital Network right now. Promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get every episode we've ever done on demand when you guys want it. Remember, promo code RAP. Love you guys. We'll check you on Wednesday. Peace.
C'est la vie. Fuck you!
That's all, folks.